Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission wants to invite you to be a part of this year's Oklahoma Wheat Review, looking back at the 2015 hard red winter wheat crop in the state and looking ahead to the planting season for the 2016 crop. It'll be happening on August 18th at Redlands Community College in El Reno, Oklahoma, started at 9:30 a.m. In addition, the Oklahoma Wheat Growers Annual Meeting will be held as well. Lunch will be provided at no charge, courtesy of the Oklahoma Wheat Growers. Some of the speakers that will be on this year's program for the Wheat Review include National Wheat Grower Association Secretary Jimmy Music from Sentinel, Oklahoma, Tim O'Connor, President of the U.S. Wheat Foods Council, Gary McManus, State Climatologist, Mark Hodges with Plains Grain, Dr. Jeff Edwards, Dr. Brett Carver, and Dr. Bob Hunger, all of the OSU Wheat Improvement Team. If you want more information about this year's Wheat Review, contact the Wheat Commission at 405-608-4350. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
A horrible day for commodity futures across the board, as everything except that it looks like December cotton was lower today. Grains, 5.5 cents lower in the December corn at 377. Soybeans went down to their contract lows, did not quite go through them, but got close. November beans down 17 to 890 and a quarter. And then December Chicago wheat, 504, down 7 and a quarter. And then Kansas City December wheat down 8.5 at 492 and three quarters. Cotton, as I said, was up just slightly, up one at 66.94. So, again, that was one bright spot. The overall commodity sell-off today has some people surprised here. The Dow Jones kind of led the way. It was down 308 points and about 1,500 points off of the high. This is the lowest it's been all year. This is the biggest sell-off we've seen in a very long time for this week. So that kind of led everything lower. Feeder cattle, 450 lower. They went down the limit in September, October, November. Live cattle are down $1.50 in August, but about $2 to $2.50 lower in October, December, February. So again, the entire commodity complex under pressure. Even crude oil. Crude oil went below $40 for the first time since 2009.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Several government reports today, so it's a pretty newsy agriculture day. This morning started off with Stats Canada. Their total wheat production was 16% less than last year. They moved it down to 24.63. That was about 1 million metric tons lower than expected. Last year it was 29.2. So again, a smaller wheat crop for Canada. Russia also said their 2015 grain crops are going to be about 2.1 million metric tons less than last year, at 102.9. Then here, just recently, they released the Pro Farmer Crop Tour. They said that the corn yield is going to be 164.3 bushels an acre. Currently, the USDA is at 168.8. So they're more in line with everybody except the USDA. They're about 4 bushels an acre less than the USDA on the corn. Beans, 46.5 million bushels, where the USDA was 46.9. So as most people thought going into the report, the Pro Farmer did end up being a little bit lower than what the USDA suggested last week. Also today, an on-feed report, 102.5% of last year on-feed, placed 100%, market at 96.8%. That on-feed number is going to be bigger than last year, but it is still smaller than the five-year average.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Ian, recapping your markets. October, live cattle down 247 at 143.85. December down 240 at 146.07. September feeder cattle down 450 at 202.32. And October down 450 at 199.47. October lean hogs down 192 at 62.82. December down 230 at $59. In the grain, September Kansas City wheat down 10 and a quarter at 4.60. 471. December down 8.5 at 492.75. September Chicago wheat down 6.75 at 499.5. September corn down 5.75 set at 365.25. December down 5.25 at 377.25. September soybeans down 16.25 at 905.25, with November down 17.75 at 889.5. October cotton down 2 at 67.64. December down 2 at 66.91. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.